Morning. Happy Christmas Eve. My name is Joel Smith. I'm one of the deacons here at Village, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all to our Christmas Eve Day service. That goes for all the people in the building and those who are worshiping with us online. Before we get into the announcements, We like to take a couple of minutes for everybody to get a chance to say hello to your neighbor or maybe someone that you don't know. We call this the passing of the peace. And when you hear the music start, please get back to your seats and we'll continue with the service. Of announcements today. Try to go through these quickly. First, just a reminder that we're starting the Buddy program again in 2024, so please sign up to be a buddy, or if you have a child that wants a buddy, sign up to request one with Renee Deering. Another reminder that at tonight's Christmas Eve service, the children will be singing. They're doing two songs, Joy to the World and Away in a Manger. Also, this is open to all kids, so anybody who comes to the service tonight, you have a child, want them to sing with the group, that's perfectly fine. We encourage it, so please remember that. Speaking of the Christmas Eve service, that's tonight at 7 p.m., Last week I said a.m. Nailed it this time. So we hope that you're all going to be here for that. It's always a special occasion. The Watch Night service will be on New Year's Eve, December 31st at 8 p.m. Ladies Bible study will not be held this week. A reminder, you may have noticed on your way in to the sanctuary, there's a basket in the back with cookies wrapped up. Those are from the Korean church, who you might know shares our building. They're very appreciative of the fact that we have been sharing the building with them for a number of years now. So that's an expression of their thanks. Please take a pack of cookies when you leave. Let's see, what else? Okay, Christmas offering. This is another reminder, we've been mentioning this for several weeks now. The church donates every year. We have a Christmas offering. And this year the donation is going to the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship Global Missions Program. If you write a check, please mark the check for a Christmas offering. Or if you use the Tithely drop-down menu, there is there's a notation in there for the Christmas offering. Please use that. Okay. There is a video, but before we do the video, in order to prepare for tonight's service, we need to move all of this and bring in a manger and create the space that we use for the Christmas Eve service. And we could use a few strong bodies up here to help just move the chairs, move the railings, bring in the manger, get it all set up. It really should only take about 10 minutes if we have enough people. All right. Now, there will be a mission video to talk about this, the Christmas offering.
Všichni Romové, ať žijí, kde žijí, že je určitě těžké žít v této společnosti s tím, že člověk má na sobě tu značku, že je Rom. Ale my se učíme s tím žít a pozbuzovat lidi kolem nás, že máme být hrdí na to, že jsme Romové a žijeme spravedlivě, žijeme čestně. Potom se stalo takový období života, kdy jsem začal prožívat takové břemeno za svůj národ. Takovou těžkost, že Bůh miluje Romy, že žeň mezi Romy je opravdu veliká, ale je málo dělníků. Viděl jsem mnoho požehnaných, krásných sborů, církví, ale neviděl jsem romské učitele, romské pastýře, romské vedoucí.
The pastor turned very ugly. Sent a letter to all of the churches in the region. Identified Renee as a dark spirit and somebody to be avoided at all costs. To have your spiritual mentor try to destroy you, why would anybody want to become a Christian? Why would anybody want to be involved in the church? And I showed up and wept with him. He and his wife lost a child over the stress. And then I get to show up and see him installed as the regional minister for Roma for the Apostolic Church.
Ale myslím si, že když je poznají osobně, tak se to všechno změní. Je to takovej strach vnitřní a mnoho lidí mají strach, aniž by měli špatnou zkušenost s Romy. Tak jsem byl poslán do jednoho města Ústí nad Labem a ten kaplan mi řekl, teď jdeme na jedno oddělení, kde primářka nenávidí Romy. Takže s tím počítej, že tě nenechá být. Tak po hodině oznámila hlavnímu kaplanovi, že by byla ochotná se mi i svěřit. Sama osobně mi poděkovala a dneska můžu sloužit jako pastor, zároveň sloužím jako koordinátor romské práce, takže budujeme romské vedoucí, děláme konference pro romské služebníky, pro všechny, nejenom romské, ale i neromské, ty, kteří mají na srdci misii mezi Romy. To, co se mi nejvíc líbí, to, co nejvíc těší moje srdce jako pastora, je, když vidím lidi, jako jsem byl tehdy já, setkají se s Ježíšem Kristem.
As you can see, this is very worthwhile project that we're supporting, so I urge you to think about this, the possibility of making a donation this year. Are there any other announcements? Okay, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you. join me as we sing? Love calls to us, love lives in us, love saves us, love leads us. For as Scripture proclaims, the greatest of these is love.
Good morning, village. Welcome. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We rejoice in the good news of this day and tonight. And we rejoice in your presence with us. We're glad that you're here this morning. We want to take some time to share our blessings and concerns. For those watching online, the sound is going to be muted for a bit as we share those concerns, but it will return as the prayer begins. So, God, in the rush of this season, it's just good to be here and to be together, because we need the peace and the hope and the love and the joy that this season affords. As we revel in the joy of the season, we remember that there are many for whom the holiday season isn't one of joy or a good cheer. We pray for those who can't see the light in the darkness, that they would find hope in the promise of the Christ child. We pray for those who grieve this Advent season, especially remembering Corinne and Karen and the Walton family, experiencing their first Christmas after losing this one they love, that they would know your comfort and find hope in the promise of life beyond life. We pray for those, God, who struggle to feel joy because they're mired in bills that are piling up or because they lack employment, that they would have the faith that you would provide. We pray for all those who are sick in body or mind or spirit, remembering especially Dolores and Wilbert, Bruce and Linda and George. We pray, Lord, for peace. Peace in the Middle East and Ukraine. That the guns will be silenced and peace will live. We pray that you would help us to be peacemakers, to reach out to people in need. Remind us that we're called to share your love through the words we say and the actions we take. We pray for our military families who are separated by great distance from their loved ones as they serve in outposts all around the world, for their families whose tables have an empty seat this Christmas. We ask your blessings on those whose family dynamics make holidays not a time of joy, but a time of stress and anger. Pray that through your grace, hearts can be softened and old hurts can be released, and a door might be opened to reconciliation. God, we lift our joys and our blessings. We give over our concerns, those we've spoken and those in our hearts, to your tender care. We pray in the name of the child in Bethlehem. Amen.
Thank you. It's time for the children's story. Hey, good morning.
What smells like tokens?
Tokens?
I mean, what smells like tokens?
Yes, I smell soda. Soda? Oh, I don't know. I don't think we have any soda in here. We generally don't like to have drinks like that in the sanctuary. Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is
tomorrow.
Yeah, I can tell you're so excited you can hardly sit still. So I tell you what, don't sit still. Stand up. You wanted to sit still. Well, you can sit still if you want. That's okay. What I wanted to talk about this morning is, you've seen all the decorations here we have in church, right? You thought about it. All these decorations remind us about Jesus, because Jesus is what Christmas is all about. Let's look around at some of these. Look over here. What's the wreath made of?
Pine.
And what's pine? It's an evergreen. It stays green all the time. And what's the shape of the wreath? A circle, because a circle has no beginning and no end. Jesus' love for us has no beginning and no end. Now, you've already heard about the candles, right? Come on this way. Follow me. We'll go around. Now, try not to knock over the poinsettias. There are lots of them around here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Yeah. Have you looked at the poinsettias? They remind us of Jesus because they bloom at Christmas time. And if you look down on a poinsettia, it looks kind of like a star, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why is a star relevant to?
Because on top of the
Christmas tree? Yeah, why do you put a star
on? On top of the manger too, there's a star on.
That's right. That's because the wise men followed a star to find the baby Jesus. Yep. So that's why poinsettias are a reminder of Jesus. Come on over this way. Now, we've got a Christmas tree here. Now, have you ever thought about the shape of a Christmas tree? It's a triangle, but it's also pointed. What direction is it pointed?
Up
toward heaven. Because it reminds us that Jesus is our way to point toward heaven. Now, this is not an ordinary Christmas tree, is it?
No.
No. Have you noticed that
all
these ornaments, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
All the ornaments are like stuff of baby Jesus, but some of the ornaments that we have at home are some things that have different designs.
Yes, exactly right. This is called a chrismon tree. Not a Christmas tree, but a chrismon tree. Because all of these ornaments that you see on here, every one of them reminds us in some way of Jesus. Now, we don't have time to look at all of them, but there's an angel. Why does that remind us of Jesus? The angels came down, that's right. Here's a six-pointed star, and that's a reminder that Jesus was Jewish. There's the cross, and we know about that. Here's the Bible. That we read about Jesus in the Bible?
It doesn't. It's like a note for Santa.
Yeah, it's like a note for Santa. All of these are reminders of Jesus, because everything around us today is a reminder that Christmas is all about Jesus. Now, that's a flame, because Jesus brought life to us in the sense that it glows like a flame. What's the triangle? This one. Oh, that's an interesting one. How many sides does a triangle have?
Three.
And there are three around here. And that's a reminder, double reminder, that Jesus is part of God. God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that's why there's a triangle. Now, there is one thing that's similar to other Christmas trees. And what's that?
Presents.
What's underneath it?
They're
presents.
There's nothing underneath.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, they're presents. Why don't you leave them in the basket? Let's go back. Presents, yes. Let's go back to your seat. Try not to knock over the poinsettias.
Okay.
Why do Christmas presents remind us of Jesus? Why? Yes. Well, there are a couple of reasons. First of all, the wise men brought presents for Jesus, and Jesus himself is a present to us from God. Oh, yeah, so that's why we have Christmas
Jesus
presents.
Is the face of,
yeah.
But why do the wise men get three, but then we don't just
get three presents. We probably get more than three. You can get more than three presents, that's right. And you probably nobody's going to give you any frankincense or myrrh for Christmas. That's probably true. But you can have a present. These are not empty boxes. Do not open them until later. Maybe give them to your parents before children's church. But you can pick one. They're all the same. So just pick one that you like. Just a small present to... There are two that have that color. Okay. Let's say a quick word of prayer. Do not open them. Do not open them. Lord, we thank you for this Christmas Eve day. We thank you for all the meaning of Christmas, that it focuses on Jesus, who is the greatest present of all. We ask you now to help us celebrate this season, and every time we open a Christmas present, it should remind us of Jesus. We thank you for all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Mr., there is something inside. That's right. Now, Mr. Hawkins is going to sing for us. So you can stay here. And then there will be children's church, I think. Okay. Yes. Okay. Mr. Hawkins.
Good morning, church family. As you can see, there is excitement in the air. The name of this song is O Holy Night. O Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, O night divine. Truly he thought us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raised, we let out in, oh, hope we rouse his name. Christ is the Lord, all praise his name forever, his power and glory.
Scripture reading for today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Please pray with me. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. I have some good news to share with you this morning. Good news that comes from God. I have always enjoyed Christmas pageants performed by children. And the reason I like those pageants so much is because almost always something unexpected happens. Something that is all at once humorous, but also endearing. There was one pageant I heard about where four children stood up. They had placards. They were supposed to spell out the word star. They got it backwards. Rats. Hmm. another pageant, Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel and told that she would give birth to the Son of the Most High. And the little girl who was playing Mary said in a loud voice, "How can this be since I have no husband?" And the young girl playing the angel, thinking it was up to her to explain all this, just gave a little shrug and said, "Beats me, Mary, I'm just a messenger." An angel, a messenger, is sent by God to a very young woman in the down and out region of Galilee. I remember, you know, it wasn't so long ago that angels were really big. You remember that? I mean, books were being written by angels and about angels, and there was all sorts of paraphernalia being sold having to do with angels. All I really know about angels is that they seem to appear in the scriptures in order to bring important messages from God. The presence of an angel usually signifies that something remarkable, something wonderful, something strange and sometimes even frightening is about to happen. And that's the case with the reading today. Verses 26 through 38. Are known as the Annunciation. Mary hears the call of God and she responds. And in that response, she models for all of us what faith and servanthood and discipleship are about. The messenger said this, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." When I was in high school, way back in 19, well, none of your business. But it was a long time ago, and we performed, my youth group, we were 40 or 50 strong, we performed a musical about the life of Christ that was called Celebrate Life. And that still touches the church today. We sing in remembrance of me for communion sometimes, and that's from Celebrate Life. But I was chosen to sing a solo, believe it or not, based on these same lines. Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you. You think that's bad, you should have heard my high school voice. Mary is supposedly favored, and yet she is so young, and so poor, so vulnerable. She's unmarried. And she's also at first deeply troubled and confused by the messenger's message. In other words, she's scared to death. How could she give birth to a child? And how is she going to explain all this? Tongues are going to be wagging. The messenger assures her nothing will be impossible with God. See, Mary has been chosen by God to change the world through the advent of Messiah. And she reacts to this good news in a couple of ways. One is she responds with faith and courage that we might not expect from someone so young in years. Mary says, and I paraphrase, "I don't really know what all of this means, what it's all about, but here I am. I'm ready to be of service in the work of God. Let it be to me according to your word," which is a wonderfully faithful thing for Mary to say. You know, throughout Advent, I've been sharing quotes from the author of the book, Heaven and Earth, and I want to share just one with you today. By Dr. William Willimon, he writes, "This is why the church often calls Mary the very first disciple. She is the first to be called, the first to take part in what he calls the good newsing." I love that term, the good newsing of the world. So those who think that women can't be in ministry or that women can't be pastors, take note. because Mary is the first person in the gospel to be called by God and to say yes to that call. She might have made excuses. I'm too young, I'm poor, I'm a woman, I'm uneducated. Mary was just an ordinary Jewish girl preparing to wed an ordinary carpenter named Joseph. She was probably only concerned in that time with whatever it is girls engaged to be married, were concerned with in those days. But she didn't make excuses. We do. How many times do we rationalize away God-given opportunities when unexpected news comes our way that calls us to serve? We tend to wonder if the nominating committee knows what they're doing when they call us. And we usually respond, no, not right now, this isn't the right time. Or my favorite, let me pray about that a bit and I'll get back to you. Mary's different. She responds with simple but profound words, let it be to me according to your word. And what a leap this is, from confused to committed, from perplexed to put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. She's wise beyond her years. She seems to have the gift of being able to perceive that it was not what she could do, but what God could do through her that was important. God chooses one that any of us would not have chosen for the salvation of the world. When God comes looking for those to serve, God tends to choose ordinary, everyday folks like you and me. God seems to revel in reversing expectations. Which leads me to Mary's second response. It's not in the scripture that we read, but you'll recognize the words. Mary sings. In response, she sings. If we read just a little bit further here, we find those familiar words called the Magnificat. Mary sings, God has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, which is just another way of saying, I'm just an ordinary person. And then she continues to sing, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things. And the rich he has sent empty away. The rich and the powerful are going to get their comeuppance. And those on the bottom are going to be lifted up. And those on the top will be pushed down, which is not very good news for those who are wealthy and comfortable. Years ago, Terry and I visited a friend's home, and we were introduced to an upside-down Christmas tree. That was the first time we had seen that. I understand it dates back, though, all the way to the 12th century. And my first thought was, how do you water, that tree? Mary, you see, is singing about an upside-down kind of Christmas. Bishop Kenneth Carter asks these questions and then promptly answers them. He says, does God flatter the proud? No, God scatters the proud. Does God seek an invitation from the throne? No, God brings those from thrones down and lifts up the lowly. Does God hang out at the finest restaurant? No, God throws a banquet for the poor. Does God choose a queen or princess to be the mother of Jesus? No, he chooses ordinary Mary. Does God choose the wise, the noble, the powerful in the world to accomplish God's will? No, God chooses you and me. Does God only love those who are lovable? No, God loves the unlovable and forgives the imperfect. God reaches out to the lost. See, Christmas is about a God who loves us, who reaches down to us, who stoops to our weakness. He comes in the unspectacular and in the humble. And 2,000 years ago, out of a heart of love, he looked on our tear-drenched, war-torn world and gave the gift of his Son to tell us how much he loves us. The world thinks that's upside down. But Mary sings of a God who can take upside down and make it right side up. I want us to put ourselves in the story today. Years ago, I went to a preaching conference and I met a man named Mike Slaughter. Maybe you heard of him. But he spoke at that conference and he told us that one day he was flipping through a local paper when an ad for a BMW sedan caught his eye. Now, he's a pastor, mind you. Then his eye wandered across the page to a story about a famine in Sudan. And he turned the words over and over in his head, Sudan, 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 Sudan. And he was irritated with himself that he knew a lot more about sedans than he did about Sudan. And so that Christmas, Slaughter announced an offering organized around the theme, Christmas is Jesus' birthday, not yours. And he urged church members to give to Sudan an amount equal to what they spent on themselves for Christmas. The challenge was to turn away from consumer culture and spend money in ways that helped bring God's kingdom to people on earth. Well, some members of the church spent their holidays budget, cut them in half, spending half on themselves and half on Sudan. Others began to work more so they could give more. A cleaning lady took on more jobs at night to earn money for Sudan. And this Ginghamsburg United Methodist Church in a little town of Tip City, Ohio, has since raised millions and millions and millions of dollars for Sudan, with church members simply trying to be the hands and feet of Jesus, serving the poor, relieving suffering, planting seeds of hope. And Slaughter said, if it's not good news for the poor, it's not the gospel. Well, may God grant us the grace that Mary expressed through her words and through her song, so that we can put aside all the trappings of the season and let our hearts speak the words they truly want to speak. Let it be to me, O God, according to your word. And let us rise and sing, that our songs too might magnify our Lord and our spirits rejoice in God, our Savior. Amen. Will you bow with me? God, like Mary, we're just amazed that you have found favor with us and that you choose to be present to the world through us. Open us to the wonder of Christ's love. flowing in us and through us. We cling to the promise of His light coming into the world. And help us to trust that promise. Let every heart in this room prepare a room for You. Here we are, Your servants. Let it be with us according to Your word. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Please stand and join me as we sing Arise, Your Light Has Come.
Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. So depart in peace. Share the story of Christmas in all that you say and do. Nothing is impossible with God. May the blessings of God, our Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.